Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The story of three girls from the life and miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. In those times, when St. Nicholas was starting with his priestly service, a distinguished citizen of Patara became completely penniless and slipped into a life of great poverty. His three daughters were famous in the city for their goodness and beauty. The unfortunate parents spent days and nights worrying about their future. "Where am I going to find the funds with which to feed my family?" It once happened that he was completely beside himself with desperation. "I have no choice but to sacrifice the innocence and beauty of my daughters." He was almost ready to realize his errant intentions when the Lord, through his great mercy, decided to send him a deliverer. Being a young priest at the time, St. Nicholas got to know all about the problems of this well-known family. He immediately set his mind upon saving the unfortunate father from sin and further shame. One night he secretly approached a window of this man's house and tossed in a small sack filled with gold pieces. When morning came, the old man was astonished to see the gold on the floor of his house. "I must be dreaming. I must be still asleep." The unfortunate father could not believe that this was not all a dream. Finally, he cried out, his eyes filled with tears, "Praise to you, O God! An unknown benefactor has delivered us from poverty. Now I will be able to arrange the wedding for my older daughter and supply her with a proper dowry." And this was what he actually did. On learning of this, St. Nicholas was very happy with Father's actions. And soon, again, in secret, he tossed in another small sack of gold through the same window. In the morning, the old man had found the second money bag. With tears streaming down his face, he fell on his knees and exclaimed, "Merciful God, you who has redeemed us with your blood, you are now redeeming us again, myself and my daughters, with gold of an unknown benefactor. Show me this earthly angel who is saving us from sin, delivering us from poverty, and restraining us from errant intentions." The old man had married off his second daughter, also supplying her with a proper dowry. He now believed that help would arrive again, and that he would be able to take care of his youngest daughter too. Night after night, he remained sleepless, expecting the arrival of his secret benefactor. One night, an unknown hand opened the little window slowly. A money bag fell to the floor, and the old man, all happy and excited, ran after the man, whose shadow he had seen in the darkness. When he managed to catch up with the stranger, he was able to recognize in him the priest of the Patara church. It was Nicholas. With tears running down his cheeks, the grateful father fell on the ground, hugging the saint around his knees. "The merciful Lord himself has sent you to us. If you hadn't come to us, I would have burned in the flames of Sodom and dragged along with me the innocent souls of my three daughters." Saint Nicholas immediately helped the old man rise on his feet, begging him, in his humility, not to tell anyone of his role in their lives. The Story of Three Girls from The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. the publishing house of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral, on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania, with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.